Hello, and welcome to Icon Art Radio with Donna Colby, Alan Cobb, and myself, Bill Teepel. Today we're coming to you live, as always, from the Icon Gallery in beautiful downtown Fairfield, Iowa. The gallery is empty now, but the walls still echo the beautiful paintings and other works of art that hang here 51 weeks a year, bringing joy and occasional mild consternation to the good people of Fairfield. Today's show is a special musical presentation featuring a wide variety of genres, from jazz to English plain song to astronomical. All the performers you'll hear today are Fairfield residents, or used to live in Fairfield, or have at one time or another expressed interest in living in Fairfield, or in visiting Fairfield, or in visiting someone they know who now lives or used to live in Fairfield, or is presently contemplating a move to Fairfield, or was contemplating. In any case, all the performers have heard of Fairfield, or Fairfield, Connecticut. We'd like to begin today's concert with a neoclassical piece by a modern composer who will no doubt be familiar to all our listeners, and who really needs no further introduction. The piece was composed for piano and cello, and is performed by former Fairfield residents Adolfo Mazzarelli on piano and Sandy Weather Endicott Ballou on cello. It's actually the composer's Piano Etude No. 4, rearranged by the composer for cello accompaniment, and popularly known as La Bange et Giclée in C minor. Hello, and welcome to Icon Art Radio with Bill Teepel, Alan Cobb, and myself, Donna Colby. Today we're coming to you live from the Fairfield Catacombs, deep beneath the streets of Fairfield, Iowa. We were very fortunate just a few weeks ago when Jefferson County resident Darrell Oates happened to wander into the Icon Gallery in search of a size 46 men's cummerbund. As many of our listeners know, Icon Gallery was at one time a haberdashery owned and operated by Lee Gobble, and Mr. Oates hadn't been into town for some time. We struck up a conversation, and in the course of that discussion, Mr. Oates informed us of the ancient burial tunnels that honeycomb the subterranean regions below the parks and buildings of the downtown area. We were, of course, utterly fascinated, and before long we had located the only known entrance, a sealed portal in the sub-basement under George's Pizza. There, Mr. Glossop, the building's owner, was kind enough to allow us to break the seals and explore these marvelous catacombs. Our next musical piece is a composition by Cthulhu Megalomania, the power jazz pianist from Oblate Trapezoid. According to the liner notes, this piece is based on a series of melodic convolutions by Thelonious Monk, some of which I'm sure you will recognize. This pianist visited Fairfield in the 1950s during his famous cross-country tour with Badmouth, opening for the neo-folk fusion group then known as Stink Eye. I leave it to our audience to see if you can identify the current name of that band, which is still performing to a large and intense following in the Seattle grunge scene. So here it is, Mélange. Hello, and welcome to Icon Art Radio, with Donna Colby, Bill Teeple, and myself. Today we're coming to you live from the Fairfield Planetarium. We'd like to celebrate now, with all our listeners, Fairfield's newest cultural and entertainment facility, a marvel of modern engineering and architectural excellence, offering both fun and educational opportunities for all. The stunning Param Ishwara Planetarium. We have an abstract piece to play for you now. that was originally composed for the Hayden Planetarium in New York City at the American Museum of Natural History on the west side of Central Park, where children and adults alike have cast their eyes to the domed ceiling and watched flickering arrow pointers zip across the plaster while fabulously complex optical projectors shine tiny dots of light in all directions, almost like stars in the night sky. This piece was almost chosen as the opening theme for the cult classic film Hardware Wars by Ernie Fosilius, and is now widely employed by planetaria around the world. It's entitled either Starred Wreck or Star Drek, depending on the lighting.
Thank you.
Hello, and welcome to Icon Art Radio with Donna Colby, Alan Cobb, and myself, Bill Teeple. Today we're coming to you live from the Icon Gallery Food Court in beautiful downtown Fairfield, Iowa. The patrons are enjoying savory cornbread with melted creamery butter. The famous Icon corn chowder featuring six different types of corn. And of course, the food court's most renowned dish, the juicy corn-fed soy porker burger, deep fried in our secret cornflake batter and served in a hot hollandaise with capers. For dessert, the food court offers guests our unforgettable chocolate corn silk surprise, made with a special, fresh, locally grown strain of giant corn kernels with a shelf life of more than 9,000 years. To celebrate the very special nature of this musical show and to honor the diligence and persistence of our listening audience who have stuck with us so far into this half hour, which still has a ways to go, we'd like to play for you a piece written and performed by another Fairfield icon who needs little or no introduction. This piece incorporates an electric sitar with the vocalization stylings of the composer, and it's entitled Samadhi. Thank you.
to Icon Art Radio with Bill Teeple, Alan Cobb, and myself, Donna Colby. Today we're phoning it in from a phone booth near the 50-foot, 162-ton Picasso metal sculpture in Daly Plaza in the Loop section of downtown Chicago. We are here in Chicago at a 1950s rock nostalgia festival, where unsung heroes and forgotten superstars from the early days of rock and roll are congregating to relive their musical triumphs and celebrate the Recording Industry Association of America. In keeping with the rock festival in progress nearby in the sprawling and opulent hotel ballroom, we'd now like to play for you a classic piece of 1950s rock music that everyone has known and loved since the demise of the osmium gramophone needle. But probably only a few of our listeners are aware that this song was written, composed, and performed on multi-track wire recorder by none other than Fairfield's venerable former Burgermeister, Stan Vanderbander. He is still with us, living near the new Route 34 bypass entrance ramp just south of town, and we're hoping he's listening. With luck, the royalties from this airing of his most famous tune will bring another round of much-needed income to the copyright holders. So here it is, the incomparable Stan Vanderbander and his rubber band playing Barbie Sarks.
Hello, and welcome to Icon Art Radio with Donna Colby, Alan Cobb, and me, Bill Teeple. Today we're coming to you live from the beautiful Des Moines River, where it flows majestically through the fields and forests near Bentonsport, under the old railroad bridge, and on around the oxbows and sandbars to its final destination in the mighty Mississippi. Inspired by the sylvan and bucolic beauty of these natural surroundings, we've selected a comparably beautiful archaic melody to close on, composed by none other than Fairfield's nationally known folk trio, known locally as Deleterious Reversals, although they are more famously known from coast to coast by their work on the Stickum label under the name Cotswold Vineyard. This tune is called Saraband Left, which is actually a dance move well-liked by fans of square dancing. The theme derives from a traditional English fal-de-ral, cunningly blended with a Baroque theme from P.D.Q. Bach's cousin Mortimer von Eccles-Hinterschneid Bach, who used it as the basis for his Fledermaus cantata. So here it is, Saraband Left. Thank you. Hello, and welcome to Icon Art Radio with Bill Teeple, Donna Colby, and myself, Alan Cobb. Today we're coming to you live from Icon Gallery on the square in beautiful downtown Fairfield. Well, that wraps up our special musical show. And speaking for Alan Cobb, Bill Teeple, and myself, Donna Colby, I'd just like to thank you for spending another art-infested 28 minutes with us, exploring the boundaries of creativity in the arts in the United States, in the Midwest, in the southeastern region of Iowa, in Jefferson County, in Fairfield, on the west side of the town square, near the north corner, by the new Iron Park bench, not far from Neil Cunningham's futon store.
You've been listening to Icon Art Radio, a production of Iowa Contemporary Art, Fairfield.